taste.
Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morning, Leisha. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
That's good. Recovering from being a bit crook.
Yes.
Everybody is.
Most people are. Yeah. So I thought a good time to talk about soup.
Because
it's still very much soup season. I think people get quite excited around the 1st of September thinking like, yay, spring.
But this was me literally yesterday.
Like every day.
You're dreaming because there's still like weeks left of cold weather.
I went and bought sunflower seeds to germinate yesterday and the woman in King's Plant Farm was like, it's a bit early for that. I was like, oh, it's not. Yeah. It's not.
So we're still very much in soup season. So you guys know I'm a big advocate of wasting less food or like using the whole vegetable. And soups are such a great way to do that.
So true.
Nobody's going to see what's in your soup once it's blitzed up. So
yeah, nice.
You can use, you know, vegetables that are a little bit bruised or past their use-by. Most veggie shops or supermarkets nowadays do have like a bin where you can buy things that are just no longer looking aesthetically pleasing to be on the shelf. So you can buy like really cheap broccolis and cauliflowers are a little bit bunged up around the edges. And then you can just chuck all of that into your soup. So the stalk and everything goes in. Vegetable soups, I normally just do onion and garlic as the base. Mm-hmm. And you just got to take your time with that part. Like, you can't rush that part. You've just got to slowly cook it. And then you put in all your chopped vegetables. And then just, you can even top it up with water and plenty of salt and pepper. And then blend it.
Blitz it.
Easy as that.
And then I have this chicken soup I make, which I made a big pot of last week when I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a no-waste chicken soup. So you use every single part of the chicken and every single part of the vegetables as well.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Part of that making the stock.
Yeah. So I get a chicken. I normally get a butterfly chicken, which means it's got the backbone removed and it's splayed out like a book.
Mm-hmm.
And that will cook in 45 minutes in the oven. You put it on a rack, and so you catch all the fat that drips out, and then you use that to saute your vegetables.
Oh, yum.
What a glorious meat.
So once the chicken is cooked, you shred it and you put aside the meat, and then you use the bones to make your stock. You get also carrots, celery, onion, fennel, and you chop all those up, and all the trimmings from those, you put those in with the chicken bones to make your stock as well.
Okay.
And you reserve the tops of the fennels for like a herby garnish.
Mm-hmm.
So important to season your stock, because otherwise you're just making like hot meat water if you don't.
Oh no. I'm never going to be able to not think of stock as that now.
If you just have your chicken bones and the vegetables, you'll taste it and it'll just taste exactly like that. But once you put in salt, it just changes the whole game. So just make sure to heavily salt it.
Season your food.
And peppercorns, yeah. I put in peppercorns. And then
A bay leaf.
So that would be my standard. So you know what you're doing.
I've made a stock or two in my time.
Tess is the queen of chicken soups up at BFM. She often brings up what she's made last
night. Leisha's the queen of chicken soups.
I know, but as like the resident, I feel like. You're also a very good soup.
I like a chicken soup.
Your soup's going to go down a Asian path towards the end, then you should put in I would put in a star anise and some ginger.
I love thinking about this as like a journey, like a path.
Your soup
like what journey are you going to take?
So then you saute your diced carrot, celery, onion and fennel in the chicken fat, and then put your stock in and your shredded chicken, and away you go. And then garnish it with the fennel tops.
Oh,
and
man.
Yeah, and then you end up with no waste.
Are you a crusty bread girl?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
is there any other kind of person to be?
I'm mostly in the soup for the crusty bread and the toast and the butter, really. I have, even though I'm an experienced cook, a number of times I've spent hours making a stock and then I forget to put a bowl underneath the sieve in the sink. I've done that a couple of times.
Oh, no.
So I've tipped my whole entire stock down the sink.
Surely you realise, like, once you've done one little tip.
As soon as you've started doing it, you realise what you're doing, but still, you end up losing a bit of stock. So just very important, don't forget to put something underneath
your
sieve.
Don't forget the bowl.
And how do you feel about freezing stock?
Great. So also the other thing is I always have in my freezer a bag full of vegetable trimmings. So when I'm like cutting things like onions, fennel, I just put them all in a bag, and chicken bones as well, put them in the freezer. And then every so often I will make a big batch of stock. And then, you often do end up with too much stock, so you can freeze it and that's fine. Good soups around town.
Yeah, where can you get one? Out and about.
I really love the soups at the Fed. They make a mussel and pastrami chowder. So normally chowder is bacon and clams, like if you had a clam chowder, but theirs is done with mussels and pastrami, and it's served with a toasted like hot dog bun on the side, buttery toasted hot dog bun.
Because they do matzo ball?
Matzo ball soup, yeah. So that's soup. That's a chicken soup with like matzo balls in it. Yeah.
What's a matzo ball? I'm an ignorant over here.
It's like a dumpling of sorts. It's really a stodgy ball of dough, and it's made with
sounds mean.
Made with matzah flour, which is a Jewish thing.
Bagel dough, kind of? No, it's a type of cracker
that they eat, and they, I think the cracker is made with matzo flour, so I don't know if the balls are made with blend up matzo crackers or...
The flour that they use.
Yeah. If you're interested to try it, Rachel, you should check it out.
I will. It sounds very good.
And then also at Mercury Plaza...
RIP, more or less.
Yes, yeah. So get it while you can before it closes down. The place up in the top corner, it's called Chinese Cuisine, and they make this noodle soup. You can get it with all different things, but I normally get the wonton and barbecue pork noodle soup, and the broth is just so deep. Like, I don't know if they use a master stock, which means that they just reuse it over and over again, you know, you keep adding to it, but it's just so delicious. And apparently they're closed, when they close down, they're not reopening anywhere else.
No!
So that is your last
chance. I'm so grumpy about that soup. Mercury Plaza closing. Just the best food in central Auckland.
Yeah.
For cheaps as well.
Yeah.
Well, soups, they sound lovely. I'm definitely going to go and try and make that no waste chicken soup, because I do love a good chicken soup as well.
And I feel like it's like the healing thing of the universe.
It is, yeah. Apparently it's the steam kind of gets all up in your, you know, respiratory system, and that's why it's so nice.
And so if good you're for your sick, soul. It just good makes you better.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much, Leisha.
Soup
season is still on us.
The B stands for breakfast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.